This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Earlier in this study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, I raised questions about integrity and authenticity, difficult qualities to find in people you need to help you grow strong and mature. What kind of spiritual nurture and nourishment do you have? Does your daily interaction and nourishment enrich your life? Here's a checklist Paul recommends to be sure you get what you need for spiritual health and growth. Find teachers who demonstrate character, who exhibit compassion, and who show commitment. A genuine acceptance of what such teachers provide will result in nourishment that transforms your life and leads to maturity in Christ. As we proceed with this study, let's use what we discovered to do a reality check on whether we are getting the right help to grow as Christians. Paul was confident his ministry in the lives of these believers was not a failure. He experienced suffering before he came to them and faced strong opposition while he was with them. But in the midst of these challenging circumstances, he demonstrated character. He gives the defense of his character in verses 3 through 6. Read these verses over carefully and maybe in a couple of translations, noting what the source and substance of his ministry was, as well as what he avoided in his ministry. He was ready to have his ministry and motives tested by men. But even more important, he was willing to be tested by God himself.